Hi, I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Monday, July 6th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the coronavirus death rate dropping in Northwest Indiana, the future of Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill on the Republican ballot this fall, and we'll get the latest Pick 3 and Pick 4 midday lotto picks, as well as a scorcher of a weather forecast. The town of Griffith's 4th of July parade last weekend featured fewer floats and a socially distant crowd lined up on Broad Street for the event. The Times reports there were 39 parade entries compared to 60 last year, and people appeared to try to practice social distancing by staying within their own groups, at least until the parade started and candy began to fly. There were no school marching bands due to school closures because of the coronavirus pandemic, but horses, people dressed as superheroes, classic cars, and plenty of sports cars were on hand in place of the bands for entertainment. Motorcyclist Richard Elexo said 4th of July parades allow the opportunity to celebrate all of the good things about America in turbulent times. For the third straight day, Northwest Indiana has not had a COVID-19-related death, according to new data released over the weekend from the Indiana State Department of Health. Lake County now has 5,146 positive cases. The county's COVID-19 death toll sits at 242, which is the second highest in the state. Nearby, 37 people have died in Porter County. LaPorte County has seen 26 deaths. Newton County has 10 deaths, and Jasper County has 2. While Lake County's caseload climbs, the state as a whole is seeing a decline. Indiana is just one of 14 states to show a decrease over the past 2 weeks, according to the CDC. Indiana State Police say Muncie police officers fatally shot a man who pointed a BB gun resembling a handgun at them. The confrontation happened at about 2 a.m. Sunday after the officers responded to a call to check on a possibly suicidal man. The man, identified as 30-year-old Taylor Christian Warner, was found sitting inside a car and got out holding what appeared to be a handgun. Police said officers fired at Warner after he didn't follow commands to drop the gun. Investigators say the BB gun didn't have any orange pieces on it or any other indicators that it was not a real firearm. Indiana's Republican delegates are casting their ballots as decision time nears to select the party's nominee for state attorney general. The spotlight is expected to be on incumbent Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill, who must convince delegates that he deserves a second term despite misconduct allegations. His challengers include Todd Rokita, a former member of Congress and two-term Indiana Secretary of State, Decatur County Prosecutor Nate Harder, and Indianapolis lawyer John Westerkamp. State delegates have until July 9th to return ballots. After votes are tallied on July 10th, the winner is expected to be announced the same day. There will be overnight delays for motorists on I-80/94 in Lake County. Road crews will begin working on eastbound 80/94 between Kennedy and Colfax Avenue starting at about 10 p.m. tonight, and westbound on 80/94 near Calumet Avenue on the overpasses beginning at about 8 p.m. All of the night work should be completed by about 5 a.m. tomorrow. State Road 912 over U.S. 12 East Columbus Drive Airport Road begins today. State Road 912 will be restricted to one lane in each direction for a bridge deck overlay project. The project is expected to be completed in early October. And there's an air quality alert through tonight for several locations across Northwest Indiana, including Gary, Hammond, Merrillville, Portage, Valparaiso, Chesterton, Michigan City, and LaPorte. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management states that people with lung conditions and heart conditions, children, or seniors should not spend time outside and to also avoid strenuous work and outdoor exercise. Looking at your midday lotto picks today, your daily 30484, your daily 4, 2344, and the Super Bowl is 4. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, today, mostly sunny with a high near 94, the heat index up to 97 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 70. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 92, heat index as high as 96. Wednesday, sunny skies, a high near 93. Thursday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 94. I'm Tom Maloney with this Lakeshore Midday News Report.